Charles.
Armagh went down to Dublin in September 02. Joe Kernan brought his men there and he told them what to do. Croke Park's your destination, but you won't be there alone. But your one and only mission is bring Sam Maguire home. McGeaney led his men out on that lovely autumn day to meet the mighty Kerry, led by the great O'Shea. Spillane's, they're the greatest, oh, the greatest team by far. I'm sorry for Joe's slow coaches from the county of Armagh. They should not have beat the Dubs, you know, 'twas an awful thing to do. Up there in their own backyard with the hill a hazel blue, then we would not have to humiliate them with Paddy's great all-stars. There's a lump afloat up in me throat for Big Joe's boys from Armagh. The tension was tremendous. Stevie opened up the score, and our fans went near delirious when Ronan made it 4-4. Our defence were standing firm in that great big Arden sea when the ball went floating o'er the bar by our hero McEntee. The kingdom then surged forward with their powerful midfield, but we were quietly confident our men would never yield. The ref blew the half-time whistle, Paddy thought he was in heaven, for the scoreboard read that Kerry led 11-7. The second half we'll ne'er forget until the day we die, to see our heroes rising, plucking balls out of the sky. Then Marston, he feeds Andrew, and the kingdom starts to fret. McGrain, he finds McConville, and the ball is in the net. Armagh go up and down the field, play the ball to one another. The Kerry men, they look so bad, Spillane sends for his mother. Young Clark, he evens up the game, McDonald sends o'er the winner. And the geezer says, come on me lads, it's time we had our dinner. The rest, my friends, is history. I cannot name them all, but we'll sing their praises far and wide while children bounce a ball. Thank God we live to see the day and hear Pat Spillane's sad moan, when Joe Kernan and his mighty men brought Sam Maguire home.
Welcome to From the Shamrock Shore here on KRVS 88.7 FM. I'm your host, Heather Cole Mullen, and we just heard the singer Mick Quinn from the County Armagh from Carricknagowna between Mullabon and Beleek in South Armagh. He was singing the song about Sam Maguire, the football trophy being won by the County Armagh in 2002. Mick Quinn was born in 1926, and we'll hear more from him later in the show. This week on the show, we're going to be listening to music from Northern Ireland. We'll continue with another woman from the County Armagh, Josephine Keegan, born in 1935. She's well known as a piano player and a fiddle player, as well as a prolific composer of tunes who won the Tidhg Cathair Composer of the Year Award a few years back in 2005. We'll hear her with the great Belfast virtuosic fiddle player Sean Maguire. Here they are with the jig, The Boy in His Pants, followed by a few reels. Josephine Keegan on the piano and Sean Maguire on the fiddle.
Thank you.
by the hush, me boys, and let's not to make a noise. Come listen to poor Paddy's lamentation. For I was by hunger pressed and by poverty distressed, so I took a thought to leave this Irish nation. Here's you boys, do take my advice. To America I'll have yous not be coming, for there's nothing here but war and the murdering cannons roar, and I wish I'd stayed at home in dear old Erin. I sold me horse and plough and me little pig and sow, my little farm of land, and I were parted. And me sweetheart Biddy McGee I'm afraid I'll never see, for I left her there that morning broken-hearted. Myself and 100 more to America sailed o'er, our fortunes to be making we were thinking. When we landed in Yankee land, they shoved a gun in every hand, saying, Paddy, you must go and fight for Lincoln. Here's you boys, do take my advice. To America I'll have yous not be coming, for there's nothing here but war and the murdering cannons roar, and I wish I'd stayed at home in dear old Erin. General Maher to us said, if you get shot or lose your head, every murdered son of yous will get a pension. In the war I lost me leg, all I've now is a wooden peg. Upon my soul it is the truth to you I'll mention. Here's you boys, do take my advice. To America I'll have yous not be coming, for there's nothing here but war and the murdering cannons roar, and I wish I'd stayed at home in dear old Erin. I would think myself in luck if I were reared on Indian buck, in old Ireland, the country I delight in. With the devil I do say, God's curse on America, for I'm sure I've had enough of your hard fighting. Here's you boys, do take my advice. To America I'll have yous not be coming, for there's nothing here but war and the murdering cannons roar, and I wish I'd stayed at home in dear old Erin.
That was Harry Bradley, originally from Belfast, with McKenna's and Bruce's March, and before that, David Maguire's and Gary Hastings on the flute. Before that, we heard from the great singer from County Down, living these days in County Clare, with By the Hush. That was Roisin White, and we'll hear another song from Roisin now. This is called True Lover John. Here's Roisin White.
It happened for to be on a cold winter's evening, a fair maid sat waiting alone. She was thinking of her father, likewise her aged mother, and also her true lover, John. Young Johnny, he was sweet, and he promised for to meet, but he tarried an hour too long. And he met with great delay, which caused him for to stray, and she weary waiting all alone. But young Johnny came at last, and he found the door was fast, and he slowly, slowly tinkled at the pane. And this fair maid, she arose, and hurried on her clothes, in order to let young Johnny in. Well, he took her in his arms, and off to bed they went, and it's there they lay talking of their plan. And I wish this maid, said she, this night would prove to be as long since the world first began. Fly up, oh, fly up, my pretty little cock, and don't crow until it breaks day. And your cage it shall be made of the very shining gold, and your wings out of the silvery grey. But this pretty little conk, so cruel as he was, he crowed out an hour too soon, and he sent my love away, not by the break of day, it been only the light of the moon. And this fair maid, she arose, and quickly followed after. When will you come to see me? When the fishes, they do fly, and the seas, they all run dry, and seven moons shine brightly o'er yon lea. There was once I thought my love was as constant unto me as the stones that lie under yon ground. But now since I do find he has altered his mind, I would rather live single as be bound. Thank you. when fields were gay, serene and pleasant was the weather. I spied a lass and a bonny, bonny lass, she was whooping the dew fray among the heather down the moor. In among the heather o'er the moor and through the heather. I spied a lass and a bonny, bonny lass, she was whooping the dew fray among the heather down the moor. Barefoot was she was comely dressed, and on her head neither hat nor feather, but the plaid hung neatly around her waist as she tripped through the bloomin' heather down the moor. In among the heather o'er the moor and through the heather, but the plaid hung neatly around her waist as she tripped through the bloomin' heather down the moor. I steppened up to this fair maid, what is your name, come tell me hither. And she answered me, down by the bonny burn side, and I'm herding all my yows together down the moor. In among the heather o'er the moor and through the heather. And she answered me, down by the bonny burn side, and I'm herding all my yows together down the moor. I courted her that lee long day, my heart was as light as any feather, until the rays of the red setting sun came shining down in among the heather down the moor. In among the heather o'er the moor and through the heather, until the rays of the red setting sun came shining down in among the heather down the moor. Young man, she says, I must away, my yows are straying from each other, but I'm as loath for to part from you as the bonny wee lambs are to part their mother down the moor. In among the heather o'er the moor and through the heather, but I'm as loath for to part from you as the bonny wee lambs are to part their mother down the moor. Then up she got and away she went, her name and place I cannot gather, but if I was a king I would make her my queen, a bonny lass I met in among the heather down the moor. In among the heather o'er the moor and through the heather, but if I was a king I would make her my queen, a bonny lass I met in among the heather down the moor.
Yes.
Thank you.
You queens and princesses and dukes of a noble degree, come and listen to the faint of a poor-hearted lady who mourns for her darling to see. Though she was a lady of great thousands a year, both the lords, dukes, and earls unto her did appear. She disdained them all with silence and bade them disappear, saying, "So dear is my Charlie to me." This lovely lady's dwelling, it was in the Highlands, convenient to the great Isle of Skye. She proposed to fight at the head of an army, she cared not one window she died. She proposed to battle and to conquer or be slain, for the rights of her country she always would maintain. In the hopes to gain the victory on Culloden's plain, for so dear is my Charlie to me. If you had seen my Charlie at the head of an army, he was a gallant sight to behold. With his fine tartan hose and his long flowing locks and the buckles of the pure shining gold. The tartan my love wore was both yellow and green silk, and his lovely skin and under it as white as any milk. 'Twas no wonder there were thousands of the Highlanders killed in restoring my Charlie to me. If in so allowed my love and I are matched, one objection between us to stand. He was brought up in the Catholic religion, and I in the Church of Scotland. Since that's the objection, I soon will let it drop, and I'll turn away my darling, and I'll worship on a rock, and then become a member of St. Peter's flock, for so dear is my Charlie to me. My love was 6 foot two, without stocking or shoe. In proportion, my true love was built. As I told you before, on Culloden's moor, where the great Hieland army was killed. Prince of Charles Stuart is my true lover's name. He's a champion of Scotland and a son to King James. Though far they have banished him from me to Spain, still the dear is my Charlie to me.
Roisin White of the county town there with So Dear Is My Charlie to Me. Before that, we heard a few more tunes from Harry Bradley on the flute, Lovely Molly and the Boys of Portaferry, a set of reels, and the air, The Blue Hills of Antrim. In the middle there as well, we heard Josephine Keegan, the piano player from Armagh, playing a few tunes on the fiddle. And I believe those were a few tunes she wrote, some of them. She played To the Waters and the Wild and The Hazel Wand, a few hornpipes, and To the Square of Cross Maglen and Cool Derry Bridge, a set of reels. We'll hear Josephine back on the piano now, accompanying Sean Maguire again with Slieve na Mon and then a set of reels by Ed Reavy. Here's Sean Maguire and Josephine Keegan. Thank you.
farmer and I'm living on me own. And when I think of all me wasted years, it quicks me to the bone. It seemed all right when Ma was there, but she died at 89. And I was 57, all long, long past me prime. So I'll just boil up the kettle and wet the drop of tea, for there's no one here to help me, and me working night and day. Oh, it's long ago I should have done it. I should have made the bolt with Mary McAnally and her mad looking for the holt. Oh, Lord, sure I could kick myself and her so nice and kind, and us courting in the haggard and her old dad nearly blind. She didn't want to emigrate, that's what she always said, and here was I at home with Ma, and of her I was afraid. Afraid that if I'd cross her, I would lose the house and land. I should have told her where to shove it, if I was only half a man. Look at me the day now, with money in the bank, and Mary in America, I'm sure a lonely yank. Oh, there's nights I lay and toss and turn, with the bolster in me arm, letting on that it is Mary, and me telling her great big yarns. But sure, I can only tell that to myself. Sure, I'm 74. And I'm half scared to check that out, for you know, I might be more. There's times I try to blame me ma, the cause of all me woes. But sure, I'm the man that is to blame, and it's meself that surely knows. Ah, me two old feet are killing me, sure, I can barely walk. And there's no point in me complaining now, sure I can barely talk. Ah, me corns, they need pairing, there's one on every toe, and two upon the big one, one above and one below. And the nails are long and bony, and the wee one's got a twist. I may just look up the phone book and ring the chiropodist. And that means I'll have to wash them, for she's as crab but got as hell. For the first thing that she always says, your feet's got an awful smell. So I'll get the boiling water and the carbolic soap, and the dirt that's in between them toes will come out like lumps of rope. But it'll make me look half decent, and I'll change the old smelly socks. And she'll take out her little spray, and do me feet up to me hocks. I suppose I'm better shave myself. This old beard is getting long, and there's a hump coming on me shoulders. I'm like a cow that's going to down. I wonder, have I razor blades? And where's the wobbler and where's the bowl? And I wonder, where's the looking glass? And I wonder, where's the towel? They used to be on that table there, but it's crowded up a late, with bread and butter and marmalade, and mugs and bowls and plates, and cartons of corn flakes and milk bottles and sugar too. And there's heaps and heaps of pretty skins, and a half a bowl of stew. Ah, some day I must take at it and put it into shape, for I'd like to find me radio and me new chieftain's tape. And the shirt, I bought it in the market away before the price went up, but somehow I blamed it on that monger liver pup. Och, I'll go and get me pension now, sure it's all that I have got, and I'll go in and have a half one, and if it's a cold day, I'll take it out. But the life and soul is scared out of me since that woman called to say, I'm sending in a home help and she'll be calling every other day. I wish that I would take a stroke that would kill me cold dead, for what is that one going to say when she sees the blooming bed? Ah, some day I must take at it and make it, you know. But there's one thing I'm better do, and it's empty on full poo. Ach, it's time I do be thinking, sure it's in a home that I ought to be. But then I think of them behind, especially old Toby, and the chickens, and the banty cock up crowing on the cart. How could I ever leave them? It would surely break me heart. Ach, I suppose I'll have to stick it out. Is that the doctor in the yard? I was telling him ere yesterday that me droppings they were hard. So he'll give me that white bottle, and that'll soften it, I'm sure. And I'll probably end me days with me heels up behind the door.
Easy to jog along. Oh, 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 the first of me rambles I now will sing, like any small bird or thrush on the wing, when the sun arose for to bless the land. I was free and easy for to jog along. Well, the first place I rambled was to Derry Quay, just a few miles distant from Ballybofey. They sat me down for to sing a song, for I was free and easy for to jog along. Well, the next place I rambled was to Glasgow Green, where lads and lassies were to be seen. But I was the blithest of all the throng, for I was free and easy for to jog along. Well, I had not gone but a very short space, when a nice wee girl, she smiled into my face. She asked of me, was I a married man? No, I'm free and easy for to jog along. Well, I took this wee girl into an inn. There we drank brandy strong, ale and gin. She asked of me, would I pledge heart and hand, and give o'er free and easy for to jog along. Oh, no, fair maiden, such things can't be, for I am bound for to cross the sea. When a man gets married, sure his race is run. He's no more free and easy for to jog along. Look at yonder stream, how it gently glides, and can go no farther than it's allowed, and can go no farther than it gets a command. But me, I'm free and easy for to jog along. Thank you.
That was Roisin White with Free and Easy to Jog Along, the singer originally from County Down, now living in the County Clare. Before that, we heard Farewell to Gertchen and A Jig Without a Name from Harry Bradley on the flute, originally of Belfast. And before that, we heard a recitation from Mick Quinn of County Armagh called Talking to Myself. This week on the show, we've been listening to music from Northern Ireland. We've heard specifically from the counties Armagh, County Down, and from the city of Belfast. Thanks so much for joining me here on From the Shamrock Shore. I'm your host, Heather Colemullen, and this broadcast is coming to you from KRVS Radio 88.7 FM, serving Lafayette, Lake Charles, and beyond online at krvs.org, coming to you from the University of Louisiana at Lafayette. I hope you'll join me again next week, and we'll finish off with one last set of marches from the great Belfast flute player, Harry Bradley, and he plays them here on the fife. Thank you.
often have you turned to music for comfort or